You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week marks the 51st anniversary of the 1967 rebellions in Michigan. While the one that lit up Detroit was the biggest and the deadly one, Grand Rapids faced a similar event, 3 days of unrest that left 44 people hurt and 350 arrested. Well, in honor of the anniversary, Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman visited the area near Delaware Street Southeast and South Division Avenue, where the trouble in Grand Rapids began. And he asked people walking by if they think the city has changed in the past 51 years, and if so, how.
Yes, it has changed. You know, we got jobs, houses and stuff. You know, we got decent houses and all that stuff. It changed a lot.
You know, there is work here. It's just a lot of racism. For instance, me and this white guy started working together. I'm doing a really good job. This guy is coming in late or whatever. Don't know what the heck he's doing. After 2 months, they made him the manager.
There wasn't a lot of mixed races growing up, and definitely is more mixed now. Things are definitely more accepted. Not as much ignorance, you know?
Well, I think that we have a lot of subtle racism that goes on here, and I think that because of the day and age that we're in now, that there are more things being brought to the table, and it feels like some of the younger people who actually have taken some of the time to maybe get to know all the stories and to do a little research, that they want to fight also for equality.
Those comments from Jeffrey Dean, Tony Davis, Jolie Walcott, and Regina Davis. To continue exploring just how Grand Rapids has changed in the past 51 years, we now welcome Ellen James, who's a leader in the city's African-American community, and Tavian Moore, president of the Greater Grand Rapids NAACP Youth Council. Ellen James, tell us briefly just what was Grand Rapids like in 1967? What was the Black community having to deal with?
Well, first of all, it was segregated. And looking back and thinking back on it now, I'm not sure I realized how segregated it was. And there were just certain places that you did not live. All of the Blacks, majority of the Blacks, were in one section of town. And that was where we were all kind of, you know, segregated in those particular areas. And that was because realtors would not sell houses to people of color.
And were there any people of color in leadership roles in the city at all?
There were just very, very few. We had no people of color on our city commission. There were very few police officers. There was no representation on our school boards. Most of the business was not African-Americans. Blacks were not involved in. We were not sitting at the table while the decisions were being made, and that certainly was very detrimental.
And Tavian, I could tell from your voice, you were not around in 51 years ago.
I was not, no.
As you hear Ellen describe that life as a person of color 51 years ago in Grand Rapids, what comes to your mind? What do you think of?
For a while, there was a struggle for me personally to connect that time period to time periods today, but I also think that there are a lot of things that overlap. One of those being, we in high school, my senior year, we were in class and we were having conversations about driving through East Grand Rapids. And our teacher who lives in East Grand Rapids had made a comment that her husband and her noticed that whenever people get pulled over, they're usually people of color. And I bring that point up to say that there are still areas in our city where that environment or that culture still exists. Mm. And I bring that up to say that we have made a lot of progress as a country, as a city, but there's still a lot more progress to be made when there's still portions of our city or areas in which minorities go, and it's still not common, and it makes other people uncomfortable.
Between that situation and as you learn about the uprisings and what happened 51 years ago. Is that what kind of inspired you to get involved with the NAACP and other local grassroots efforts?
Sometimes I don't feel inspiration. Sometimes I feel like it's an obligation. I think that there were so many people before me that fought for me to even be in the position that I'm in. to be able to sit down with community leaders like the mayor, the chief of police, and have difficult conversations. There were so many people who laid that foundation for me to have a platform. And I feel like I would be remiss of my obligations to not stand up and to not take on a strong leadership and be a community advocate. I do feel a sense of inspiration from Ms. James. She serves on the adult branch, Grand Rapids NAACP, as first vice president. And just hearing these stories and them pouring into the younger generation and really teaching us how to step up and be leaders, that's where I find inspiration specifically.
And Ellen, I know you've really poured your life's work into making Grand Rapids a better place. And I also know you were a recipient of the 2018 Giant Among Giants Award. What motivated you? What did you want to accomplish by being such a part of so many boards and groups that were shaping Grand Rapids?
Because I felt that it was a very, very important when decisions were being made, and these were decisions about our lives, that I needed to be at the table to have some input. Because sometimes people make decisions because they don't know better, and then sometimes people make decisions because they do know better. The one thing that I always tried to do was to make sure the minority perspective was put on the table. And I also wanted to bring other people with me. This was not a selfish journey because I always wanted, you know, bring somebody else, let somebody else be here.
And when you look, Ms. James, when you look at this new generation of activists in Grand Rapids Black community, like Tavian Moore sitting there with you, what do you think? Do you feel like the torch is being passed on and in capable hands?
I think the torch is being passed on in very capable hands. One of the things that the young people that I'm working with, particularly with the NAACP, is the fact that young people like Tavian, they don't know everything. So a lot of times I bring history to the table. There's a lot of things that that I, you know, have already been through, that people my age have already been through in this community. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel. So I think it's a good combination of working together. I'm really encouraged that Grand Rapids has a number of young people who are starting out, and they are stepping up to the plate, becoming a part of the city, a part of the community that will make an even greater contribution than a number of us have made.
Tavian, given that the Youth Council works in such close partnership with the chapter's general membership, I wonder what are some of the lessons that you have learned from elders like Ms. James and others as it relates to organizing, to working with city officials, and creating sustainable change, something that is really going to make a difference?
I would say one of the biggest lessons, and something that they really try to instill in me before I knew it myself, is that now is the time for change and now is the time to step up and become a leader. So we're not the leaders of the future. We're the leaders of the present. We're experiencing things as young people that aren't hitting us 10, 15, 20 years from now, but they're hitting us now and they've hit us in the past.
I want to wrap up with a question for both of you. I'm wondering, what is your outlook for the future of Grand Rapids and whether you think the city is moving in the right direction?
I would say we've made so many important strides, even in the past year. Anasi Hodges, 11 years old, she was leaving her back door with her family, and the police had responded to a call about an alleged incident where someone had a knife. And they pulled guns on Honesty and had her walk backwards towards the police. She was screaming and crying, asking them not to arrest her, and they placed her in handcuffs. And it was just a very traumatizing experience. And I, as an 18-year-old, I couldn't even imagine being held at gunpoint mm-hmm. by the police, mm-hmm. Let alone an 11-year-old girl. So when we have issues like that happening in our city, we really need to take a step back and ask ourselves, who are we and what can we do? Everybody, and this isn't just community leaders, but what can we do as a city to make sure things like this isn't happening? And I think that us bringing the issue to light and us going to the city commission and saying we need to develop some sort of policy to protect children and make sure that they're not being held at gunpoint, that is moving in the right direction.
And being heard when you brought your concerns.
Especially being heard. And I think that they heard us loud and clear. We sent a very strong message. And they created a policy the city did called the Honesty Policy. Yes. So where they started to add a youth scenario to police training. So looking at how they're dealing with youth in stressful situations. Now, I do not think that that has solved the issue. Mm-hmm. And we've been very vocal about taking that a step farther. But I think that it is definitely a step in the right direction.
And Ellen James, is Grand Rapids moving in the right direction?
I think Grand Rapids is moving in the right direction because I think that we are demanding that Grand Rapids move in the right direction. We cannot afford to sit back and just let it happen. We have to be active participants in making it happen. But if there's an issue that you're concerned about, don't sit home and say, well, this is going on, that's going on. I always encourage people to be a part of the solution. So unless we speak up, we would not have the rights that we have today. And we have to continue to, I have to really say, fight for those rights, because if you don't, people will forget and they will regress. So yes, I'm very optimistic about Grand Rapids. Is Grand Rapids everything I want it to be? Absolutely not. But Grand Rapids is a whole lot better than it used to be because we as a group of people have demanded better.
Ellen James and Tavian Moore, it was a pleasure to talk with you. We want to thank you for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you.